Welcome to Urist Library. Completed in 1891, this is Cornell's oldest library. If you're interested in its rich history, you might like to watch the Urist historical videos. Ask a librarian for more information. You'll find a range of services here and in Olin Library that support and enhance the academic learning, teaching, and research activities of the College of Arts and Sciences, as well as all humanities and social sciences researchers and students across the university. In addition to the humanities and social sciences collections, Urist also contains some material on the sciences. The Olin Urist Library's collection is distributed across both buildings and arranged using the Library of Congress classification system. Call numbers, which are designated using the Library of Congress system, begin with one or two letters. Call numbers beginning with A through P are in Olin, while Q through Z are in Urist. Many parts of Urist Library are open 24 hours a day, Sunday through Thursday, during the academic year. Check out the Cornell University Library homepage for a complete list of all library hours at library.cornell.edu. The Olin Urist website has many details about both libraries. Its address is olinurist.library.cornell.edu. Let's begin the tour in front of the Urist Library Circulation Desk, which is in the Arthur H. Dean Reading Room. At the circulation desk, you can charge out and return books and many other things you might not have expected. Laptops, headphones, Ethernet cables, video cameras, still cameras, voice recorders, digital projectors, even bicycles. This is also where you sign out books on reserve for many arts and sciences courses. Turn to the left and look for the entrance to the Urist book stacks through a door just to the left of the circulation desk. A stack guide posted on the wall near the entrance will indicate which level of stacks you will need to go to when you want to retrieve a book. Books are shelved based on their call numbers. The library catalog provides a unique call number for each item in the Urist stacks. If you see a plus sign or a double plus sign before the call number, the book you're looking for is an oversized book. To save space, books and journals are shelved first by size, then by call number, so that books with similar call numbers may be shelved on different floors. Check the stack guide for your call number to find out where the book is located. Outside the entrance to the stacks are photocopier scanners and a vendor card dispenser. Scanning is free. Files can be emailed or saved to your USB drive. Machines have complete instructions on how to do that. Vendor cards can be purchased from the dispenser to use for photocopies, or you can use coins. Just opposite the circulation desk is a bank of computers. By the way, wireless internet service is available throughout Olin and Urist libraries. You can send print jobs to the black and white and color net print or networked printers in Urist and charge the bill to your net print account. At the far end of the room to the east is the Corneliana collection on the history of this university. If you turn left again, you'll be facing the north alcove, also filled with computers and printers. Outside the entrance to the dean room is the main lobby. Walk through the doors and go up the stairs on the left. Halfway up, you'll find the entrance to the Andrew Dixon White Library. This room is named after Cornell's first president. When it was built, this room housed his substantial private library, which he gave to the university. Today, we keep the Olin Urist collection on the history of books and publishing in the A.D. White Library. It has three tiers, and there are places to study on each tier. Return to the main lobby and continue down the stairs to the left. At the bottom of the stairs, one flight below the entrance level, is the gallery level. On the left is the Cornell Library Collaborative Learning Computer Laboratory, or CL3. This lab is configured to support team-based collaborative computing. Furniture and computer equipment has been arranged so that pairs of students and larger groups can work together comfortably. Continue to walk straight ahead. If you look in a straight line across the gallery, you'll see the Urist Library classroom. This is a classroom and computer lab where orientations, workshops, and course-related instruction sessions are taught. Continue to walk straight ahead. If you look in a straight line across the gallery, you'll see the Urist Library classroom. This is a classroom and computer lab where orientations, workshops, and course-related instruction sessions are taught. Look by the door for a calendar of events. When the room is not being used for classes, feel free to use it as a computer lab. There is a NetPrint printer in here, too. To the left of the classroom is the Tower Room Computer Lab, a full-time, dedicated lab with Windows and Mac computers and NetPrint printers. Both of these labs are open 24 hours a day, Sunday through Thursday, during the academic year. Walking back into the gallery, you can look to the right through the windows and down into the Fisk Room. This room is named for Cornell's first librarian, Willard Fisk, and is often called the Fish Bowl. This room is mainly used for quiet study. Turning completely around, you'll see the Austin Room straight ahead down a flight of steps. The Austin Room has more computers and mobile furniture that can be arranged by groups of students to meet their study needs. At the far end of the Austin Room are stairs to the underground addition. This new addition is a very large and popular place for quiet study. There are also three small group study rooms available on a first-come, first-served basis. This concludes the Urist portion of the Olin Urist tour. If you have any questions, please feel free to ask any of the library staff.